Hello, good afternoon. This is Monday. What day is this? This is Monday, but it's July 20th, 2009. Anyway, I was watching looking at my Facebook, and Andy, my online friend Andy, put up a video, YouTube video. It's called VFA-15 Valeons. Well, I'm not too sure what that means, but I'm thinking F-15. And it shows these F-15s just flying all over the sky. And in it, he says, you have to have the brain of an 8-year-old to really appreciate how goddamn awesome this is. But I tend to disagree. I've always loved airplanes. In fact, when I was a kid, they just were inventing them, I think, the big ones. My friends and I used to go out to the airport and just watch planes land. Now, I know that sounds silly to young people, but that's what we did. Back in Iowa, where I'm from, that was like a lot of excitement. So we would go and we'd sit at sort of the end of the runway and watch these big, they were all propeller planes at that time. I don't think they had any jets. I don't know. Were jets invented? I don't know. Maybe. Probably, but I didn't remember seeing any. So I loved it so much that I actually went to work at an airport, Davenport Airport. Now, there's a fellow there. His name is, or was there back some, I was like 14 or 15, so that's a lot of, and I'm 62 now, or I'm going to be next month, so that's a lot of years ago. But his name was Palmer, and he invented some kind of a navigator thing. He was a famous guy, but he reminded me of Howard Hughes. He was real eccentric. And I was working on the Unicom. The Unicom is what you just tell people where the wind is and where other runways that other private airplanes are landing on. And you just, that's what your job is. So when they could call in, they go, well, which way is the wind? And you had like a wind thing. And anyway, I was a Unicom operator. And he taught me how to do this. It was at a big hangar out of this little Davenport airport. But this man, it was very interesting. He hardly said a word, though. But I remember one time he came into work, and he wore this jacket, and it was all ripped on the inside and everything. And so I thought I'd do him a favor, and I sewed up all the lining and everything. And I says, I sewed up all your lining and everything, because he would catch his hand on it and rip it some more. And he said, thank you. And he liked it, but he didn't say much of anything. And I always thought he was famous. He invented this navigator thing for pilots. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. So anyway, I'm working at this place, and all of a sudden one day on a, I don't know, Friday afternoon or, no, it couldn't have been Friday because I went to school, so it must have been Saturday. All of a sudden the door opens, this plane lands, and the door opens, and oh my God, in walks Peter, Paul, and Mary. You know, Peter, Paul, and Mary? Young people might not know that, but Peter, Paul, and Mary was in this place with only me. Everyone else was gone. There was nobody in the hangars working to repair planes or anything. I was the only one out there. And they said hello to me, and I was so overwhelmed I could hardly speak. In fact, I don't even know if I spoke. Probably not. And then they went on to do a concert, which I never got to see, but in town they did some kind of a concert or something. Anyway, that was my experience with Peter, Paul, Mary. They were all very nice, you know. They just, I don't know, it was just an exciting moment in my life. So then I came to California, and I worked at Santana Helicopter for a while in the office, and I took airplane lessons. Reminds me, back there, Palmer, I spent all my money that I made taking flying lessons from him. I took so many flying lessons on a Cessna 140. And then I came to California, and I worked at Santana Helicopter I think I was a file clerk there, but I took lessons there on a Cherokee 180. I never did finish, though, because you know what happened is, besides life taking over and all of that, one of the problems one of the planes crashed with one of the students in it, because they gave lessons there, and that scared me, and you know, and then life took a different direction, and I never did get my pilot's license. But I used to go up, because I was a young thing, I used to go up in helicopters with the guys. They'd take me helicopter riding all the time. That was fun. Oh, that was an exciting time. I had a bigger story than this. Bye.